Welcome to the Wonder World podcast. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Pam, and this is the second week of April. Today is Monday, April 8th, also known as Draw a Bird Day. That sounds like a fun day.
That does sound like fun. April 10th is a fun day, too. It is National Siblings Day and Encourage a Young Writer Day. Mom, you've written a lot of blog posts and several books. What advice or encouragement do you have for our Wonder World listeners who might want to be writers one day?
Oh, goodness. I think the biggest piece of advice I have is never expect that you're going to write something only one time.
That's some pretty solid advice right there.
So Olivia also has been working on a couple of books. What advice would you have for young writers?
Allow yourself to write things that might be bad, because that'll help you warm up and start writing better, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think writing is like almost anything. It takes practice. And so you have to write bad things first, kind of like you have to fall when you're learning to ice skate.
Exactly. Or like you have to warm up or doing a dance or something.
Yeah, I think so too.
April 11th is National Pet Day and National Submarine Day. Our pet is sitting under the desk right now.
Yes, she is, snoring. Hopefully you can't hear her.
Hopefully. April 13th is Thomas Jefferson Day, and April 14th is Donate a Book Day.
This week in history, on April 11th, 1921, the first sports radio broadcast took place. And on April 12th, in 1606, the Union Jack was adopted as the national flag of Great Britain.
Let's put our mental math skills to work with some calendar trivia. Without looking at a calendar, which of the following dates is the 100th day of 2024? Is it A, April 9th, B, April 10th, or C, April 11th? Get calculating, and we'll be back in a moment with the answer.
Famous birthdays this week include William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, who was born on April 10th, 1829. On April 13th, 1743, the third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, was born. And we would like to wish a very happy birthday to the following Wonder World Kids Club members: Benjamin L. of Kansas and Connor G. of Washington on April 8th, Arlo B. of Virginia and Julia A. of Tennessee on April 9th, Colton T. of Georgia and Luke S. of North Dakota on April 10th, George of Wisconsin and RJ of Arizona on April 11th, Ethan N. of Alabama, Jeremiah H. of Wisconsin, and Keenan S. of Oregon on April 12th, and last but not least, Addison B. of Georgia and Caitlin B. of Texas on April 13th. Happy birthday, Wonder World listeners.
Happy birthday. Our word of the week is emulate. Emulate means to try and be like someone or something you admire. The girl tried to emulate her mother.
Aww.
Who would you like to emulate, and how can you use the word emulate in your conversations this week? Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
What do librarians take with them when they go fishing?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe like a book to read while they're waiting for the fish to bite?
Bookworms.
Oh, that was a good one. Okay, what is the world's tallest building?
The Empire State Building, or maybe that really tall building in Dubai?
Nope, the library, because it has the most stories.
That's a good one.
And now, here are some jokes from our listeners.
Hi, my name is Kenan. I'm from Oregon, and I have a joke for you. My joke is, what did the third wise man say after the ever two wise men gave their gifts? But wait, there's more.
Hi, my name is Justin, and I'm 13 years old, and I'm from Mississippi. And my joke is, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dish is a very bad knock, knock joke.
Hi, I'm Ian, and I'm 11 years old, and I have a joke to share with you. What do you call a dentist in the army? A drill sergeant.
And now back to our trivia. Without looking at a calendar, which of the following dates is the 100th day of 2024? Is it A, April 9th, B, April 10th, or C, April 11th? If you said A, April 9th, you're correct. Because of leap year, April 9th is the 100th day of 2024.
Today's poem was written by Paul Lawrence Dunbar, who lived from 1872 to 1906. Spring Song. A bluebell springs upon the ledge. A lark sits singing in the hedge. Sweet perfume scent the balmy air, and life is brimming everywhere. What lark and breeze and bluebird sing is spring, spring, spring. No more air is sharp and cold. The planter winds across the wold, and glad beneath the shining sky we wander forth, my love and I. And ever in our hearts doth ring this song of spring, spring. For life is life, and love is love, twixt the maid and man, or dove and dove. Life may be short, life may be long, but love will come, and to its song shall this refrain forever cling of spring, spring, spring. If you enjoyed this poem, be sure to check out the poetry podcast, Peter Piper Picked a Peck of Pickled Poems. It's a poetry podcast by a kid for kids. Each Friday, Grace shares a silly or serious poem for families to enjoy together. She says it's okay if you don't like pickles, but she thinks you should give poetry a try. Grace hopes you'll enjoy this week's pickled poem, and we'll leave a link to that podcast in the show notes. So go check it out.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of the Wonder World Podcast. Did you know that we have a super fun opportunity where your joke might be featured on the podcast? With your parents' permission, head over to wonderworldpodcast.com and click the blue Share a Joke for the Show button on the right-hand side of the screen. Be sure to speak clearly and keep it family-friendly. We will be sharing some of our listeners' jokes on upcoming episodes, and we can't wait to hear what you have up your sleeve. And don't forget to check out the show notes for a Wonder World podcast from April of last year. There's always something fun and new to wonder about. Until next time,
keep wondering.